Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
I think they are going to be a better football team and a more aesthetically pleasing football team than they have been the last 2 years. I just don't know that it leads to more wins. And we've seen this in the past. It's different, but they went 15-1 in 04, and the talk was, can they be better and be a Super Bowl caliber team, but you're probably not going to win 15 games again, and we know what happened. I think this team's going to be a lot better. I think the defense is going to be a lot better. Patrick Queen, Peyton Wilson, another year of growth for Joey Porter Jr. You got a better number two corner than you had before. Behind it, you don't love the depth. They got a better safety tandem. I think it's a better team. I can't get past the schedule. And you hope, hey, if things break right, you catch an injury here and there and you stay relatively healthy, then yeah, of course things change. And we're only talking about a difference of one win. But I could see all those things you said happening. And at the end of the year, we go, man, they were a better football team. Don't make the playoffs. I can absolutely see that. Mm-hmm. And if they don't, it's a failure. Yes. If they make it and don't win a playoff game, I think it's a failure. This has to be the year that the streak stops. I heard yesterday the 9th longest playoff win drought in the NFL. You're the Steelers. That can't happen. Okay, you're not playing for Lombardis anymore, and that should piss people off. But at bare minimum, can you break the friggin' streak? If you don't, it's a failure, and I don't think they will. Do you think they win a playoff game?
Yes.
Let's go!
Yes.
You've been right about a lot of stuff this offseason. You said they're going to get Russ and Justin Fields. You took ridicule. You took abuse.
Mm-hmm.
You're the only guy who had that.
Yep.
All right, give us your Steelers record prediction. 412. 928-9370. We'd love to hear from you. We'll tally them up. We'll grab an average at 412-928-9370. Feel free to text them in. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. While we wait for the phone calls to come in, and we'll take some in the next segment as well, I got a bold prediction. I don't know if it's that bold. This year, T.J. Watt sets the NFL all-time sack record.
Yeah.
In a season. Single-season sack record.
You know what his line is. I always keep asking you about
13.5, I think. Which is kind of where they've had it for him. The only way he doesn't go over on that is if he's hurt.
Right.
Like, there is 0% chance a healthy T.J. Watt gets fewer than 13.5 sacks. Did you hear what Raheem Morris said in his press conference? We're not going to let T.J. Watt beat us. It wasn't, you have to stop him, you can't let him wreck the game. No, we're not going to let him wreck it.
So,
okay.
But okay. I mean, I like that. I like that conversation because there's going to be a lot of focus on him, and that means Alex Highsmith, Nick Herbig, everybody else in the defense needs to step up, so that leaves other guys able to eat. You know, don't let him then. Try to take him out because we have other guys too, and that's why we're one of the best defenses in the NFL.
That's why Bud Dupree got paid. You can make a strong case that's why Alex Highsmith got paid.
Yep.
And I think Herbig, this might be very high praise, I think he's a better pass rusher, pure pass rusher than either of those guys. But that there's this whole misnomer like why Myles Garrett won Defensive Player of the Year and Pro Football Focus and all the analytics and pressure rate. Well, he saw more double teams than T.J. Watt. I don't know how they're charting that. I don't know. Like, Raheem Morris ain't the first guy who said we're not going to let T.J. Watt beat us. So what, you're going to put a back sidecar to Kirk's right? You're going to have a tight end chipping him? We see that every week.
Mm-hmm.
Every single big third down, he's getting double teamed. Every one of them. Yet, it's not charted that way. It drives me nuts. Regardless of the attention, he's setting the single season sack record this year. And I want to see them try to keep the Defensive Player of the Year award away from him if he does that. But I'm bullish on the defense. I'm bullish on him because I think it goes the other way too, Doran. Like, you want to put all that attention on TJ, but then other guys start making plays. Well, now, all right, now what do we do? Now do we slide some help over there? If your best offensive lineman is your right tackle, maybe you say, okay, we'll spend less time. Well, hopefully our right tackle can stand up, and it just becomes a pick-your-own-poison kind of deal.
Well, now you're not running your offense. you know, you're running your offense to the defense. You're not just running what you do well. And that's exactly where the Steelers want to be as a defense. You want to change the way that you want to be able to change the way that the offense does things and get off of their path of running what type of offense they do. Like, even, you know, with Harbaugh and Justin Herbert, whenever they come in here, like, they're going to think the same thing. So you have to change the way that you approach the Steelers whenever you have a guy like that, and the Browns too, and the Cowboys. Like, it makes offense harder, and it eliminates guys getting in the routes and being in matchups, because you have to keep certain guys in that you would rather have in routes. But if you put them in routes, then you're asking your tackle to go one-on-one with the dog, and you don't want to do that, because he can absolutely wreck a game, or he could drop into coverage and intercept the pass and run it back for a touchdown.
Which he did against Zach Robinson's Rams last year.
You know they're preparing for that.
So you know exactly the number of different ways that T.J. Watt can wreck a game. The artist formerly known as Dennis Pitta, Kyle Pitts dorm, I know he's dealing with the hamstring. He's not an inline guy. Wouldn't you just love, though, if they stuck him on the end of the line just a couple of times, chip TJ before you get out on a route? Please, please, by all means, do that.
Yep.
Because that's exactly what you're talking about altering the game plan.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.